Ropeless, the Prologue. Ida. Jacob, my husband, may the Lord keep you well. You had many little sayings which I thought were true. At this moment, I think of how you would always say that the minute you drop your tuchus into a chair, this is when the phone rings. This is when they gotta sell you their siding. This is when it's time to think about insurance. So why do I answer? This, my Jacob, you don't already know? It rang. The thing rings. I answer. A trained dog would do the same. Never mind the kitchen looks like a train gone through. Never mind I got just one morning to make maybe 6 dozen erkichla for the family of Sylvia Kaufman. Oy, did I tell you? Such tragedy. The son-in-law killed in an accident. All of a sudden, 3 children got no father. You should see these children now, Jacob. Not babies like when you got sick and left us. No, these are big boys now. They need a father. They need. This is what children do. So you see why the erkichla, eh? In every step, you put more sugar. You sugar the cookie sheet. They shouldn't stick instead of the potato starch. You sugar your hand to work them. Then you bake so hot, it's hard to stay in the kitchen. And then you look at them and you say, so what? So plain, and every day they look like little branches the color of bone. But when you bite, you gotta bite hard. They snap. They make a little cloud of sugar. It floats from your teeth. I think maybe such sweetness surprises away some of the numbness. A very good cookie for death. So anyway, 6 dozen, this is quite an operation. I got Polly beating eggs for the glaze. Very important you make a froth, but not a peak. No froth, you got shine. It looks gaudy. Peaks, you get nothing. Me, I'm up to my elbow in sugar. But the darn thing rang. So help me, I've got my habits. Ma, she says. So I say, who's this, Jody? She says, Ma, who else calls you Ma? What kind of tone is this she uses with her mother? I got a son too, I say. Right, she says, big sigh, and he calls you Mommy. This is true, I tell her, but he says it so many times a day, living here in his home with his mother, that all I have to hear is before I'm there by his side. So Jody, she gives the silent treatment. You know how our daughter can be. I figure there's money being spent all the way from her California, so I go on. This is how a mother behaves. You wouldn't know. Oy, Ma, she says, and then again with the big sigh. So I say, in fact, I think maybe I hear him calling now, though the truth is I can see him standing right there in front of me. Ma, wait, she says. Me? I can wait for Elijah, Jody. But, Polly, if I don't stop him, he's going to sugar them sheets himself. Erkichla, she says. You see how she knows. I don't got those sheets smulched yet, Jody. I don't want him near that sugar. This much is true. I did not lie twice. Ma, who died? You see, a daughter can read a mother's habits. Wait, I say. I take care of business first. So then, wouldn't you know, I drop the phone and it knocks over the egg. For 6 dozen, there's a lot of egg. It pours down the cabinet. It pours on my shoe. So wonderful. Now I got a glazed shoe. I fumble with the phone. My hands these days, they don't stop shaking. Oy, Jody, darling, I tell her. I got a mess here. Ma, who died? Sylvia Kaufman's son-in-law, if you're so interested. Just saying it, I gotta lay my hand on the counter. It should give me strength. So Jody, of course, she can't believe. Sheesh, no, she says. Oh, poor, poor Evelyn. How? Look, Jody, the shiva starts today, I tell her. I got my work cut out. Ma, wait, she says, like she don't hear me. So I tell her, I'll listen better when you call later. Ma, she says, right over. Tonight, I say, after Wheel of Fortune. Ma, now. Now, she says, to her mother. So you can guess what's on her mind. What's always on her mind? So excuse me, I say over. Who am I to stand in the way of my daughter's good empire? So she says, Ma, don't start. Fine then, I'll finish. But she don't say goodbye, and I stand there holding the phone. I hear her take a big breath. Ma, she says finally, I've done something about Polly. Done something about, did I hear her right? I do for Polly. What he needs, I do. I got egg on the burner. It's gonna cook there. Jody, I say, whatever this is, I just don't got time now. Uh-huh, she says, real snippy, real quiet. You know how she gets. Fine then, Ma. So have a pleasant visit when she comes. Fine then, I will. And boom, she hangs up. Boom. This is how they do it in her California, because in Brooklyn, I can tell you, we do not raise our children to behave this way. I look over at Paulie. He's biting on his hand and moaning like he does when he's nervous. His fingers cover his face so only his eyes show. So what's he looking at so worried? My shoe. Oh, my shoe. You see? This is what a nice boy thinks about. I hand him down the paper towels. Better I shouldn't bend. The right knee, it throbs all the time now. My sweet boy, egg over everything, he wipes up my shoe. I reach down and pet his head. What would I do without my Polly? Forget Jody. Forget this nonsense. I got pans to schmaltz. So of course I schmaltz too thick and the bottoms cook too fast and Polly gets mopey because I don't let him eat no dough. So now I gotta make a bribe. I tell him he can take the cookies over to Sylvia's. He's whining, whining until I say, all right, go already. I know I should do this myself, but Jacob, I'm an old woman, not a machine. I got no strength left. I do go stand on the porch so that when Sylvia comes out, I can wave. I watch her son carry two big plates right across. He looks both ways. He knocks real polite. You would have been proud. Sylvia takes the cookies, and Polly shows her I'm standing schwitzing on the porch, and she waves, and he waves too, and we're all smiling and acting like the love boat is going to sail any minute. And what I see there, I am glad you died and left me before ever having to see. He's got almost no teeth now, the poor boy. The dentist wanted to pull, but he couldn't teach Polly to work the dentures, and I got enough just getting him shaved. Could you see this? Mother and son sharing the same glass for their teeth? I'm looking across the street at my Shana Babala, and I see an old man. God save us. He's an old man now, Jacob.